community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I mentioned earlier that we're going to have Eva Tobin in the studio with us, and she's here. She's been sitting here very patiently whilst we've set up this very complicated recording arrangement, which I think we've now sorted. Eva, sorry about the slight delay there, and welcome along to Phoenix FM.
Hello.
Yeah, that's there we go. Try again.
Hello.
That's better. Yeah, we got you now. yeah, because we've got two mics on you, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got one for your guitar and one for your beautiful singing voice.
Thank you.
Okay, now tell me first of all, because you play the guitar and you sing, did you start to learn both at the same time?
I'd always liked singing, but I started learning to play when I was about 12 at school, because I did music at school, so we all had to learn an instrument, so I did guitar. And yeah, I had lessons for about a year and a half, I think.
Okay.
And then, it's kind of like a long story with the teacher. We didn't really have him anymore. We kind of left. So I was kind of I've been left teacherless for a few years.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
Yeah, so you basically picked it up pretty quickly, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Just basic chords. And but I like singing as well, so it kind of was good to play and sing. I wasn't really into all the noodly guitar, electric guitar,
right,
complicated, yeah, stuff.
So what, you performed at school, I take it, did you, at some point?
Yeah, the first time I ever sang and played guitar, live, I think, was when I was 14 at the school talent show, which I won, woo! So that was the first time I'd ever done it, and it was just so cool.
So that was a good start, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And has your taste in music changed over the last sort of 5 or 6 years?
I guess I've become more open to all genres, I guess. I always really liked Taylor Swift. She was the one who inspired me to play guitar in the first place. So because of her, I really like country music, but then, I love chart stuff as well, yeah, pop stuff, just anything really.
Well, I suppose as you age from 12 to now, you're almost 18, aren't you? I suppose,
yeah,
your tastes are bound to change a bit, aren't they? Talking about Taylor Swift, you're going to the concerts next month, I think, isn't it? Or is it the month after?
I'm not going. No, I don't mind.
Okay.
I saw her last year. It's cool.
Right, okay. Well, we'll chat a bit more, but I know you've got to, we're hopefully going to get you to play and sing four songs here today. And the first of them is
Naive by the Kooks.
Okay, let's have a listen to that one then.
Okay. False, it may be, she's still out to get me. They say it was your fault, 'cause I know you could have done more. If you're so naive, yet so, how could this be done? Such a smiling sweetheart. Yeah. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of her skin. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me.
That was great, well done, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was effortless. It's a song you've played many times, I guess, is it?
Yeah, but I still worry that I forget the words all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I do a bit of acting, and we're the same, of course. For in a play, we worry about forgetting the words, but just goes with the territory, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So now you've been training, haven't you, kind of in the music industry on this course. Tell us about this course you've been on.
I'm doing music at college at the moment. I'm in my second year, which is really fun. I mean, we've done gigs at Chinneries in Southend and all that, and it's really fun. It's a good experience.
So what sort of course is it exactly then?
It's a music practice course, so it's more like performance based, okay. But you still learn all the technical things as well, like backline and setting up and live sound and all that fun stuff.
It sounds very impressive, yeah. And I've heard rumours that you're going to be, for a while anyway, a singing waitress. Is that right?
Yeah, I just got a new job as a singing waitress
Mention
Feel Goods, and my friend Becky works there as well, so that's cool.
So Feel Goods is where? Tell us where that is exactly.
That's the seafront. It's
in Southend.
It's in Adventure Island, basically.
Okay.
You'll see it right at the front near the pier.
So if I come to Feel Goods for a meal, I will have you singing and dishing up my hamburger at the same time. Is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Sounds fantastic. Okay, on to the next song then. What have you chosen for the next song?
I'm going to do EXO by Beyoncé.
Okay, you carry on.
Okie dokie. Making sure. Your love is bright as ever, even in the shadows. Baby, kiss me.
fantastic.
Thank you.
And that was a Beyoncé song, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What struck me about your voice when I first heard it was that it sounded so mature. Now, you're just coming up to 18,
uh-huh.
And there's something about the quality of your voice which makes you sound, I don't know if that's good or bad. It's good, I guess, isn't it? You've got a very mature-sounding voice, you know, as if if you've been around for, you know, 30 or 40 years. It's got that kind of timbre to it. Do you know what the secret is to that, so you can pass it on to other budding singers?
Oh, God. I have no secret. I don't know. Thank you for saying that.
It's true, you know. If someone heard you, I mean, when you're talking now, you do sound more your age, you know. But suddenly, when you start singing, suddenly you kind of add 10 years, you know, somehow. You have this kind of mature style. So you don't know what the secret is?
No.
Oh, what a shame. We could have passed it on to all of
our
listeners. Okay, so... The next song you're going to sing is it's an old Denise Williams song, isn't it?
Yes. I forgot about this one.
Are there other versions of this? The only version I know is the Denise Williams song.
Well, basically, in the theatre group that I'm in, we recently did Footloose.
Yeah.
And I love this song so much. It's one of my favourites in the show, and I really wanted to try, you know, I thought I'd learn the song acoustically at home, give it a go, and I thought, hey, I probably could see if I could do this live, and I did it for Phoenix Fridays a few weeks ago.
Okay.
I think that went down well. People really liked it.
Yeah, it was a really good version of it. Okay, well, let's have a listen to that one. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay. My baby, don't talk sweet. You ain't got much to say. Loves me, I know that he loves me anyway. And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind. 'Cause every time he pulls me near, I just wanna chill it.
You mentioned earlier that you've been in Footloose. Obviously, you have an interest in musical theatre as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm part of Lee Operatic and Dramatic Society.
Right.
Lots, for sure. And I joined in about, I think it was December 2013. And, we're doing The Addams Family at the moment, which
is in 2 weeks. What was your first show, then?
We did The Who's Tommy, which is
so
great.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I burst into tears at the end.
I remember seeing you at the end, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Keith is crying. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, don't need to rub it in. Don't rub it
Sorry.
In. Yeah, that was a great show. So you did Tommy, and then you did Footloose.
Yeah.
Now you're doing The Addams Family.
Yeah.
And you must give that a plug. When is that?
It's the 6th to the 9th of May.
Okay, so that's soon.
Yeah, very soon. Very excited. It's going to be good.
So, I mean, do you want to concentrate more on, or do you want to, you know, you're doing the musical theatre, you're doing the solo stuff. You've even done some stuff with a little band, haven't you?
Yeah, at college. My friends at college, like, we did Let's Hear It for the Boy for our last gig, which was in December. So that was really fun, because I was doing Footloose at the time, and I was just playing it one day in rehearsals, and my friend was like, we can do that if you want. And I was like, really? Okay, let's do it. So we did it for the gig, which was really fun, and then, carried on acoustic.
So do you want to, is there any particular strand that you want to concentrate on? You know, is it going to be musical theatre, is it going to be solo stuff, is it going to be group work? And what do you prefer, or do you like all of it?
I do like all of it. I like doing musical theatre as a hobby, because it's more fun. I think if I took it seriously, I would stress myself out way too much, and it would...
I remember you trying to do press-ups. That was funny.
In Footloose. And we had to do, like, a gym scene, and we had to do... push-ups.
I did smile a bit as you were struggling to do these press-ups. Anyway, there's a slight we're going off a slight tangent there. All right, so if I ask you the $64,000 question, what would you like to do? You know, you're going to finish your education now, are you, fairly soon, or?
Yeah, nearly finished. Scary.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I don't know.
Thinking? I mean, you're still very young, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm so indecisive. I change my mind about things like every 5 seconds.
Okay.
So.
Well, that happens. I mean, I was the same, actually, to be frank. I mean, I just happened to drift into radio, you know.
Yeah.
So I remember at your age, I was very much the same. So there's nothing unusual about it.
Yeah.
But obviously, I did envy the people who said, you know, when they were 12, they said, I'm going to be a fireman. I'm going to be a nurse. You know? I was very envious of those people. But not everybody thinks that way, sadly.
No. No, it's hard as well, because I've been doing this for so long, and you kind of think, oh, do I want to do it? Do I not? Oh, but I love it. I do actually love it. So.
Well, that's obviously great that you still love it, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we're moving on to another song, but this is different, is it not, in that you've written this yourself?
Well, yeah, this was me and my...
Well, let me just mention, by the way, let me just throw this out, because I haven't actually mentioned, I don't think, on air for a while, that we've got Eva Tobin in the studio. So they're hearing this lady, and they're thinking, who's this? You know, it's Phoenix FM, and I've got Eva Tobin in the studio with me, and she's a singer, as you obviously discovered. So this song you've written yourself, yeah?
Yeah, me and my friend at college, like one of my closest friends at college, Amy Rickenberg, I think she's listening now. So hi, Amy, if you're listening, because she's just been texting me like, oh my gosh. We wrote this song about a year ago at college in our songwriting lesson. And it kind of stuck with us for the rest of the year. So when we got into our new bands at the beginning of this year at college, we played it for our friends in the band. And they were like, oh yeah, this is really catchy. And it kind of just stuck with us, and we ended up doing it for the gig. And it went really well, but I've never performed it myself before. And I only just decided today, because it didn't have a name. Like, we'd just been singing this song, and it doesn't have an official name. So I texted her, like, Amy, what's the name of it?
Right.
So, yeah, we just came up with a name.
So what is the name? What is the name?
It's called Worlds Away.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to that.
Okay,
Eva.
I'll try not to mess up. Okay.
You won't mess up.
I hope not. Okay, ready? So we can't cause our stomach's hurt. And texting we shouldn't cause we're at work. Get you off my mind, it's driving me crazy. Pass the time doing nothing at all. Never leave on time cause we're overstalled. Cause I'm butterflies when you call me baby. The wind in your face, feeling so out of place. Standing on your own. Wish I could stay here. Pretty up, down, all around. One minute I'm in and then I'm out. Gotta know, is it yes, no, or maybe?
There you are. You made it, you see.
Oh,
you
goodness.
Made it. Are you breathing a sigh of relief now?
Yes.
Because we decided on four songs, didn't we? And that was your fourth song. I noticed you kind of went, phew.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
It wasn't that stressful, was it?
No, it was all right. My phone was going off the whole time with Amy going, oh, my God, Eva, wow, you're performing the song that we wrote.
I didn't hear. Well, on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. This is the great thing about live radio. See, we capture everything. Yes, all the excitement of a 17-year-old is captured for posterity on the recording. So there we go. You'll be on the FM website, of course, the Phoenix FM website quite soon. Okay. Right, that was a great song. What about recording? We've come to the end of the session now, so you can kind of, yeah.
Yay.
What about recording a compact disc or something like that, yeah?
Oh, wow. If I could, I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that would be that expensive. You know, have a chat with Mr. Golder over there, who's the boss of the radio station. Maybe we can, you never know, maybe we can sort something out.
Yeah. Worth thinking about. Disc.
Yeah. Do they still have, or is it? I've probably goofed there, haven't I? Do people still have compact discs? I don't know. Yeah, a CD. CD. And the whole studio collapses in laughter. All right. Eva, thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's right, right.
Aww,
yeah.
Cute.
Right, let's get back to normal now. We've got a commercial break, and then we're going to have something from Bonnie Tyler, actually.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.